Are you feeling stuck? Well, try these techniques. Hi, this is Neeti Keswani, author of best-selling book Live Your Dreams, founder Plush Inc., and your host for Luxury Unplugged, where we discuss about lifestyle, wellness, and mindsets. So even though you chant and you believe in Namyoho Renge Kyo, if you think the law is outside yourself, you are embracing an inferior teaching. Alright, so in this episode, we are going to discuss that how, when you're feeling stuck, can you come out of that zone and actually start moving towards your goals, your aspirations, and your passions. You see, everyone goes through periods where they feel immobilized. One of the common causes of this feeling is forgetting that you are the Buddha within. Nichiren Daishonin has once written that even though you chant and you believe in Namyoho Renge Kyo, if you think the law is outside yourself, you are embracing an inferior teaching. This has been taken from the writings of Nichiren Daishonin, Volume 1, Page 3. So, how to unstuck yourself and move on to your goals, in the direction of your goals? Number one technique, become more determined. Make your determination strong. Understand what you stand for and why you are aspiring to be that. Why do you want to reach a certain goal? You see, by setting your determination firmly, you are pledging to become absolutely happy. And by doing so, you are also understanding that you will not take a no for an answer. And when you strive for a goal in that way, your chances of getting over there increase multifold. So you need to zoom out and think why we want to achieve what we want to achieve. What is the end result that I'm striving for? Why do I want to be there? You see, the end result of all goals in terms of feeling is happiness. Whatever goal we are striving for, whether it is personal, professional, aspirational, or just emotional, we are striving for a goal that makes us happy at the end of the day. We want to feel happy due to attainment of that goal. So then you need to ask yourself, will the achievement of this goal make me happy? Put things in perspective, and that will allow you to find deeper motivation. Just think, I'm manifesting my greatest potential to take action in the real world so I can live an amazing life, which I think is successful according to my set standards, not what other people think and want for me. This shift in attitude is the fastest way to break through stagnation, breakthrough stuckness. Technique number two, look for answers inside yourself. When we feel stuck or we reach a point where we feel nothing is moving, we tend to look for answers outside ourselves, meaning we tend to blame others or environments for our circumstances. We tend to pray to divine, and not really pray, but actually petition to the divine, to the higher power, and we just expect them to answer our prayers. We hold an ambiguous, elusive doubt and disbelief towards our goals, towards ourselves, and then we complain about our circumstances instead of just understanding that the answers lie within. You see, we might try to change the job perhaps, or the career, or the relationship in an attempt to set our lives back in motion. But before we do any of that, we have to take a pause. Pause to understand and see the things within. And in this case, meditation comes in handy. So even better if we are chanting. because chanting allows us to tap into our unlimited inner reserve of compassion, wisdom, and bravery. Now, I keep on talking about chanting, and you might wonder, wow, this channel was about luxury. Where are we going with this? But let me tell you, it all starts with the mindset. If you want to achieve luxury and the luxury aspects of your things in your life, it all starts with a mindset. Mindset of spirituality, mindset of being grounded, mindset of being there in the moment, not blaming anyone or any circumstance, but understanding the Buddha within. So chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo allows us to tap into our unlimited inner reserve of compassion, wisdom, and bravery. If you're unsure where you are currently drawing your strength from, Buddhist philosopher and educator Daisaku Ikeda, on his lecture series on attaining Buddhahood in this lifetime, says, quote, "Should such behavior become habitual, it will act as a constant brake and cause us to forget about advancing and improving ourselves. We will then effectively close off our own potential, falling into the path of seeking the law outside of us." Unquote. Page 32. So, meaning all our energies are wasted in blaming others or doubting ourselves, disbelieving ourselves, our innate abilities, and complaining about our current circumstances, but instead, we should be chanting our specific goal and we should be focused on our specific goal. Because we need to reaffirm to ourselves that we are responsible for our current circumstances. We are responsible for changing our circumstances, and hence we can take action, rather inspired action, to come out of this feeling of stuckness. But this clarity only comes after we have spent time in meditation, better still, chanting. Number 3 technique. We need to be stubborn to achieve our own happiness. What do I mean by that? Well, we need to move out of our comfort zone to do that. So there's a popular quote by Brian Tracy. It says, "Move out of your comfort zone. You can only grow if you're willing to feel awkward and uncomfortable when you try something new. Nothing worth having comes with a 100% guarantee of success, nor should it. Being willing to take risks is what is life all about." So living in your comfort zone shrinks your world and gives you a tunnel vision. Instead of thinking, if only I had blah blah blah, take a leap of faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll discover the life you always wanted is right there in front of you. So stop worrying and keep it moving. Stop worrying about what you have to lose and start focusing on what you have to gain. Life is full of what-ifs and endless possibilities. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen, whether you worry or not. So why waste time worrying when some things you have no control over? So why should you waste time on worrying about things wherein you don't have any control? If you are worrying about something which is not within your means, something which you cannot solve on your own, then move on and don't let it put a damper on your parade. Embrace the uncertainty that life brings us and helps us to enjoy life. So chanting can help us to move with determination and understand then what solutions come up after the chanting has been done or the meditation has been done as a result of our chanting. And then take those wise next steps. Now, Daisaku Ikeda says that when facing any challenge, it is important to attack it with all our might. Focusing all our efforts on this challenge is the way to victory. The basic strategy in any struggle is to tackle it with all our effort. Let's also advance with a determination to actively take on all challenges and experience the joy of achieving one exhilarating victory after another. This was written by him in the World Tribune, page 3. Yes, striving for happiness is a lot of hard work, it may seem on the outside, but our happiness is worth the effort. So as we draw towards the end of this particular episode, we have understood how to unstuck ourselves using these three techniques, which are about making your determination strong, looking for answers inside, and being stubborn to achieve our own happiness. Because although it is a lot of hard work, but our happiness is worth the effort. And we want to be unstuck because we want to be happy. We want to be moving towards whatever we are striving to achieve. So keep calm and carry on. Now, on another note, Keep Calm and Carry On was a motivational poster produced by British government in 1939 in preparation of the World War II. Now, this poster was intended to raise the morale of the British public threatened with widely predicted mass air attacks on major cities. But this particular line, Keep Calm and Carry On, holds so true, especially in today's times. So keep calm and carry on, and the rest will follow. This is Neeti Keswani for Luxury Unplugged. Keep tuning in for more episodes.